Hi, and welcome to another episode of The Expansive. From about 2 weeks ago, we are now doing this live. And also what that means is that for the first minute or so, we are also just trying to make sure that this is shared on all the appropriate pages. So if we seem a bit distracted, then that's what's happening. We'll figure this out. We'll streamline this. We'll get much, much better at this. But in the meantime, welcome to The Expansive. It's great to have you with us. As always, I'm joined by my ever elegant co-host and podcast partner, Mr. John Sonne. John, how you doing, brother?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. I'm also like a deer in headlights here, trying to figure out if everything's sharing. And I'm happy to say that everything is sharing. And we're on the go live across LinkedIn, Facebook. Really excited that's about it. This, you know, trying something new. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, there's no other page. But you know, still trying to figure out what we should be doing where, because it's almost as if I still don't have the exact options of sharing it to a page. Oh wow, there's just so many things to share. It's almost as if we need to have a new tech. It seems like this tech is already aged, having to share it across so many different platforms. So either way, great to be here. You know, Eric and I are moving this podcast to become more virtual, more live, more interactive. And you'll start seeing a lot more media around that. We're nearly ready to launch our rebrand, and we're really excited about that. And we want to land more topical discussions with our listeners and really start to add even more value than we have in the past. Eric, very quickly, tell us what's going on in your life for the next week or so.
Yeah, no, I mean, things have been moving along. I feel like I've been saying this for a while, but I've been making some progress on the book. yeah. It's been a hell of a journey, yeah. But it's been good. I've changed my process actually, like a little bit in the writing of the book. I'm doing a lot more, voice notes, and then I'm listening back to those, and then I'm writing those out, because it's so interesting how different we think when we write versus when we speak. And I mean, we see this all the time. So I've been doing a lot of that, working with some great clients on the executive coaching side, working with organizations around creating learning experiences for their teams. So all in all, really good, really busy, learning a ton, thinking a lot about leadership, and just having a blast, man, loving to do what we get to do. And how's things on your side?
Lucky us that we can get to do what we do. What a win. It's been fantastic. I mean, without sounding cliche, it's been expansive. I'm working with the UAE government again, which I'm really excited about. I'm working with clients all around the world, from Norway to India to South Africa to New York. Seattle actually was another client I was speaking to as well. So there just seems to be a lot on the go, I think, of people requiring transformation programs all across the globe. And so I'm building these new programs called Transformotion, moving at pace towards a uncertain future. And it's just fantastic, man. It's just all the culmination of all the research to help organizations restructure themselves, to help the humans within those organizations to think differently, to rethink who they are and what they do, and ultimately to help leaders land future strategists into play. So we always come at things from different angles, but always bringing the same solution. It's how do we bring more seamlessness, more abundance, and more leadership into those organizations that we work with, and all of it from home in slip-slops. Can you believe it? Have we arrived in the future or what? Here we are.
Beautiful, beautiful segue. I was waiting for that, because today's topic is all around working from home. Yes. And what an incredible thing to be able to zoom into meetings all across the world. And there's definitely been some tremendous upside to it. And I think today what we want to really talk about is, how do you set up yourself to work from home? What are some of the things that you might need to think about? Things that you've seen. You recently made a post that I'll just let you talk about in a second. But we also know that there's been some unintended consequences, and that, for example, the loneliness minister that Japan ended up creating, that role they ended up creating, people are disconnected. So there's many challenges with working from home, and there's many great things about working from home. And I hope that today we can talk about some of the more positive and uplifting things that can help people structure how they work from home.
Yes, good points. Like everything, Eric, we live in a duality. There's always pros, there's always cons. The pro of us being able to do this podcast on all those platforms is amazing. The con is that our face is opposite way around on StreamYard. It feels like my face is skewed, but that's a hell of a con because I'm looking at you and me and I'm thinking I don't recognize these people. But anyway, that's just a bit of a chirp. Okay, so let's get busy with today's idea. And you know, I was sitting on the couch on the weekend and I was thinking, you know, we started working remotely and I wanted to share some of the things that I had done. And I asked some people to share their ideas. And wow, did a lot of people have a lot of ideas. So we thought it's best for us to share them. But let's start off with the positives. And I think let's close off with the challenges. First of all, I made a suggestion that it's highly important for you not to use your dining room table or chair, but actually get a proper chair and a proper desk because you're going to be spending hours and hours at it. Now, not everybody has the luxury to do this, but ultimately, if you are working from the dining room table, then at least get a different chair that you're working on. I myself got an ergo chair, which is the one that you kneel on and it keeps your back and straight. And so I really went out of my way to set up my office in a way that gives me calm and zen. I even got a diffuser for my office that gives a beautiful smell inside it. That's one of calming and sort of clear-mindedness. So that's the first thing I wanted to just chat on. What have you done with your office as far as that's concerned, Eric?
Are you sitting on that chair at the moment?
Yes, I am
sitting. Do you use it?
Yes.
In front of, okay.
Every day.
Yeah, you know, I think when it comes to
it's this kneeling one, yeah.
Okay, the one I've had for like many years, and I actually got it when I was still a physio, because we got great discounts on like very ergonomic, you know, products, because that's like it's a big thing. Like you, as a physio, you want to be touting ergonomic products all the time, and so I got